See. See. See.
What were Agrippa's thoughts? Did the mind of Agrippa at these words revert to the past history of his family, and their fruitless efforts against him whom Paul was preaching? Did he think of his great-grandfather Herod, and the massacre of the innocent children of Bethlehem? Of his great-uncle Antipas, and the murder of John the Baptist? Of his own father, Agrippa I, and the martyrdom of the Apostle James? Did he see in the disasters which speedily befell these kings an evidence of the displeasure of God in consequence of their crimes against his servants? Did the pomp and display of that day remind Agrippa of the time when his own father, a monarch more powerful than he, stood in that same city, attired in glittering robes, while the people shouted that he was a god? Had he forgotten how, even before the admiring shouts had died away, vengeance, swift and terrible, had befallen the vainglorious king? Something of all this flitted across Agrippa's memory, but his vanity was flattered by the brilliant scene before him, and pride and self-importance banished all nobler thoughts.